Saw, A Life Freed by Dance, written and read by David McAllister. I was 19, a third-year student at the Australian Ballet School, burning with ambition and utterly obsessed with ballet. Cast in a coming-of-age story, I found myself transformed. Life was imitating art indeed. Beyond 12 is the story of a young boy's journey from football to ballet, and it has key roles for three male dancers. It was my opportunity of a lifetime, a chance to dance alongside two of the Australian Ballet's leading dancers, even though I wasn't yet officially in the company. The star of the cast was Kelvin Coe, the company's leading male dancer, around whom Graham Murphy had, at least in part, choreographed the ballet to showcase his extraordinary talents. Beyond 12 had premiered 3 years earlier in 1980 to great success, consolidating Murphy's long and illustrious choreographic relationship with the Australian Ballet. The other leading dancers were Paul de Masson and Mark Anea, who had the role of the young boy. I was Mark's understudy, and that age-old showbiz story played out as he suffered an injury during rehearsals. Suddenly, I had my chance not only to dance with the company I'd been dreaming about since I pulled on a pair of black jiffies at the age of 7, but also alongside my idol, Kelvin. We even joked we'd been put in the same cast because of our noses. We were the big nose cast. I had always been self-conscious about the shape and size of my nose, but Kelvin and Paul had equally healthy proboscis, and we were about to dance together in a much-loved ballet. I was elated. The company was slowly regrouping after a tumultuous couple of years. A seismic dancers' strike in 1981 had laid bare the artist's discontent about repertoire, standard and management. Kelvin, calm and articulate, became a reluctant spokesperson for the dancers. Many of the most senior dancers left the company, including Kelvin. For an ambitious young dancer, this state of affairs was a mixed bag. On the one hand, I was genuinely afraid for the future of the company I'd loved since I was a child. But on the other hand, the resignations created opportunities for some graduate dancers from the school, like me and Stephen Heathcote, to fill vacancies over the next few years and dance with the company. We unashamedly seized them. After the initial fury had subsided and the dancers returned to work, Maynard Gielgud was appointed artistic director. The company's CEO, Peter Bain, left, and Kelvin returned as a guest artist to perform ballets such as Beyond 12. That was how I, a naive boy from Perth, landed a dancing role alongside Kelvin.